This is CliffCentral.com.
This Power Woman feature is brought to you by the UK Department for International Trade.
Good afternoon, and from me, Sibimboya Arnold, welcome to this session of Power Woman. I have been blessed, and it's a privilege because the sun is shining right here in Cape Town. I can see District 6 over there. I can see Signal Hill. I can see the stadium. I can see the ocean. I am blessed. But more than that, I am privileged because we as future CEOs and Power Women are attending the Africa UK Business Forum, where it's all about collaboration between the UK, especially when you want to create an accessible global market. One woman who really stood out today, and we had a bunch of them on our panel, is a woman who has really broken all barriers, and everybody wants a piece of her at this business forum today. Please, I would love to introduce Udivine Luka, Managing Director of Securicule.
Thank you, Luby. I thoroughly enjoyed so far the engagements we've had, the great networks we've met here, and certainly the speech by the Prime Minister of England, Theresa May. Yeah, very progressive.
Networking. Let's talk about the value and what does that mean for a woman who is in the business world, and it's a tough one, especially when it's male-dominated. What does that mean, having a network?
As they say, Luby, your network is your net worth.
Amen.
And certainly, if you are not networked, you cannot grow your business. Mm. Because the business is about relationships. Mm. It's about knowing who does what, who is going to be my partner in whichever area which might be of importance in your business. Mm. So certainly, if you are not networked or if you are not seeking out networks that support your business, then you are not going to, if anything, you'll probably be regressing.
So your business hails from Zimbabwe. You have broken the barriers when it comes to the security industry. Women are high priority, are the priority, let me say, in your life, in your business. Take us back to the young divine before she even started out. What were your dreams and hopes and aspirations coming from Zimbabwe at that time and in that era? What were the possibilities? What were the opportunities for you then?
Well, the opportunities were very, very limited. I grew up in a rural setting, and for most of my peers, particularly the women, the opportunities were zero. I was fortunate that my father valued education, so obviously I went to school. I was a straight A student.
Amen.
And I've always been a leader in terms of whatever happened, even from the time I was in primary school. I would be leading the pack, going to school, back to school, and when to play, when to work, when to do this. So I've always led, and women have been my mission. And I noted that obviously as I was growing up, women, young women were being married off, because that was the era, you know. Mm. The era then was that a girl is main role is to be married off and create a bit of wealth for the father. Mm. So I knew that I had to do something about it. And certainly, when I got the opportunity, when I started this business, one of the things that I vowed was that I was going to create opportunities for women employment in the security sector, a sector that was deemed not suitable for them. Mm. But I said it was going to be done, and indeed it was done. And they've disappointed. They've done extremely well to a level that our business is run by women. Mm. I mean, I started it. I'm a woman. I never had security background before. But yes, here we are. We have actually made the security sector, which was supposed to be or perceived to be a male domain space, a little picnic for us.
So what are the toughest things about being in the security industry, security sector?
Well, for me, it's nothing tough because it's not about the muscle. It's about the brains. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem, obviously, was the fact that there was that stereotype. Typing of the sector made it very difficult for some of us to break through, because the prejudice was always the first hindrance that you had to meet if you are going to talk to anybody. Whether you are asking for funding from a bank, whether you are talking to a prospective customer, whether you are talking to someone you are wanting to employ, they look at you, they think, oh, well, how can she employ me in the security sector being a woman? So all that, you know, is something that we had to deal with.
What grows you and takes you further as a businesswoman? Skills, connections, or both?
Well, I think first and foremost the skill, because you need to have the competencies, because the connections will not work if you do not have the right skills, if you do not have the right competencies. Mm. You need to have proven yourself, and if you've got that, it's easy even for people that want to, your connections, is easy for them to work with you and collaborate with you.
What is a day like being today? So listen, after the panel discussion, future CEOs, this woman, everyone was asking me, since I was the facilitator, about where's the security woman? Where's the security woman? What were the conversations like today since the panel discussion? What did people want to chat to you about, Sis Divine?
Well, I think there is a number of people that are very much interested in Zimbabwe, as you might be aware. Zimbabwe is beckoning now.
Correct.
In terms of recovery.
Correct.
So there are serious opportunities in Zimbabwe. Serious potential for growth of Zimbabwe. So a lot of people are interested in Zimbabwe itself as an economy. So there's a lot of people that want to come into Zimbabwe. And I've just finished my term as the president of the Chamber of Commerce, a business member organization.
Correct.
That obviously is a private sector-led organization.
Yes.
Whose work, as you know, is lobbying.
Yes.
Advocates work with government to ensure that the operating environment is well placed, the policies are right.
Yes.
And obviously, I mean, we are the engine for economic growth.
I know.
Government has got to listen. So that is our role, to push them, to put in the right policies. So since I was the president, I'm the past president, I am aware that that's the opportunities and the kind of interest we've had in Zimbabwe of late are serious.
Mm.
We are well positioned, obviously, as Zimbabwe, to go back to where we were, and the trajectory is beginning to show. The other areas that people were interested in talking to me about is my own personal business, which is the leading security company in Zimbabwe. We do design and installations of security systems. We do cash management on behalf of banks. We move valuables like gold, like diamonds.
Unbelievable.
Mines. And we store them and secure them. We also do manned guarding services. So they were also interested in my business. There is the companies that are here that are in the same space. They are also looking at maybe collaborations with us. We already have been collaborating with particularly the vendors, because we do get a lot of our equipment from South Africa.
Mm.
Yes, partly from other countries as well, in outside Africa. But yes, there are those that were interested in talking to us, and the other ones that obviously are interested, not just in the security sector, coming into Zimbabwe, where opportunities are immense, both in greenfield and brownfield investments.
What do you attribute success to? What three habits do you say a woman needs to acquire or learn or develop to be successful as a businesswoman?
The first, which I've always known and which is the most critical, is really, you know, believing in oneself. If you have not won that battle, you will not go anywhere.
Mm.
We grew up with this thinking that I can't do it because I'm a woman. Because we've been socialized to believe that you can't do much as a woman. So if you can win that battle, certainly I can tell you you've won 99% of the battle.
Second,
obviously, you've got to work hard.
Ish.
You've got to work hard. You know, there's no easy road to anywhere going. So you need to pull up and roll your sleeves and get out there and do the work.
Number three.
If you combine that, number three, because you need to know your stuff. You need to know your stuff. You need to be educated. You need to be skilled in your area. So you need to learn as quickly as possible. Even if you didn't, I didn't know about the security industry. I'm an accountant by training. But I have the passion. I had to learn, and I learned quickly. And here I am now. I'm leading in a sector which was never my sector. So you need to learn. You need to learn very fast, and you need to read. You need to know about subjects. You need to have the information right at your fingertips.
Technically savvy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm. Reading, is there any book that really helped you just as a leader? Any book that you can recommend us to read?
Yeah, I've read a lot of books, but you know, Richard Branson's book, Losing My Virginity,
is that
stands
the one
out.
For you?
That one stands out.
You love it.
I love it. You know, I learned a lot of nuggets from that book.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, there's Jack Welch.
Yes.
Whose book was Just Jack.
Yes.
You know, there were models that I learned that as I was starting this company, I was reading that book. I remember very well. And I implemented some of the models that he wrote in that book, like the Six Sigma. And it did indeed help our business, my business, to grow.
I'm sitting with a legend right here, future CEOs. Final question, Divine. Looking back, you would talk to your 21-year-old self. What did you advise young Divine about her journey as an entrepreneur and as a game changer?
Well, I always tell even my daughters, the world owes you nothing. You need to get out there and work. You need to just, you know, have the right attitude. If you don't have the right attitude, you cannot go anywhere. So I always say, you know, believe in yourself. And obviously, you know, that attitude will certainly get you far in the world. It can be right at your feet. If you have got the right attitude, determination, resilience, that necessary passion that will give you momentum to keep going, even in the most difficult conditions.
If ever there was a woman that is paving a way for us black young social entrepreneurs out there, it is Umama Divine Lukula, Managing Director at Securico. Thank you so much, Mama. Thank you so much for imparting such great wisdom for us young, aspiring power women.
Indeed, my pleasure, Luby.
From us, from Cape Town, at the UK Africa Business Forum, from me, Subimboya Arnold, goodbye.
This Power Woman feature is brought to you by the UK Department for International Trade.
This is CliffCentral.com.